The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
She's an Olympic champion. He is a two-time Olympian. Together, they're figure skating royalty. Turned NBC commentators. And now, they're pop culture icons. But more importantly, they're best friends. NBC presents Tara and Johnny. Here's Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir.
Today's episode is brought to you by
Entenmann's.
Hi guys.
I'm Johnny Weir.
And I'm Tara Lipinski. So, Johnny, we've been on the same routine, but something very exciting happened for me a few days ago.
Talk Hat came.
Yes, my husband came, and it was so exciting to see him. And when I walked in the room, it feels like we've been here for so long that I just kept touching his face. I feel like he came back from a long journey across, you know, faraway lands, and I haven't seen him forever. And I was just so excited to see him, and we got to hang out. It's been a little hard just because getting access to all the venues is quite difficult, but he saw the Ladies Short program, and he's going to see the Ladies Final tomorrow. And then, unfortunately, we do the closing ceremony and go home and back to normal life. But, Johnny, I feel like we should talk about what happens in the booth, because we post a lot of Instagrams of the behind the scenes of what's happening before and after the show or during the show. Should we let them in our fun musical journeys?
All right, before I let Tara give you guys propaganda about our musical journeys every day, I want to tell you that we're really similar and on the same wavelength a lot, but when it comes to like pre-show stuff, Tara enjoys like a lot of noise and chaos, where I like a serenity right before we go on.
Right.
So every morning Tara puts on Rap, which you all know I don't appreciate much, the rap
scene. He's getting into it. I mean, you love All the Way Up.
I like All the Way Up.
We're getting there. He likes Turn Down for What.
Turn Down for What, but it's like those
baby
two.
Baby Steps. It's Baby
and
Steps.
And I like T.I.
Oh, see? We're getting there. Baby Steps.
But, yeah, we're in different places. So, it's really funny. Our producer, Rob, I've told him repeatedly, like, I don't like music in my head before I'm working. I don't like dancing. And actually, that's a real thing. I do despise dancing a lot. I'll give you a little
wiggle.
I
think I put a video of you up to saying, I despise
I do.
Because dancing.
You're
such
dancing,
a good dancer.
But I hate it. I hate dancing. It just feels enforced. I like skating a lot. But anyway, so they'll put Rap on and Turn Down for What and all
and
this
I
kind
get
of stuff.
So pumped.
Tara gets amped, which is good for her.
But we just put in a new soundtrack for Johnny.
For me.
And it is glorious when it comes on, and Johnny just comes alive. He becomes the swan. His fingers are fluttering. Guys, our producer plays Swan Lake.
Yes,
at
me.
Random moments for Johnny, and he just takes flight.
I take flight.
You really do. And I just look around the stadium and wonder when people are looking over and Johnny's in full choreography to Swan Lake, what's happening?
Yeah, in my head, though, it's a masterpiece, and I give full...
It really is, though.
Full wing flap. I give everything, my all.
You do give
Swan
your
Lake.
All. I mean, I think we should touch on some of the skating performances that we have seen.
So, guys, we haven't seen the ladies free skate yet, as we're preparing for that, and I don't know when this podcast is coming out in relation to when that's happening. So we're omitting the ladies free skate, but so far I think my favorite performances have been the duet of Russians in the ladies short program, Lina Zagitova, Yevgenia Medvedeva. They both brought their best performances, and they were both so strong, and it was a nail biter because you're never quite sure where the judges are going to go. But they were both masterful. I really, I guess my number two standout is Gabriella Papadakis and Guillaume Cizeron from the Ice Dance. I think they are poetry in motion, and they're, even though they came second, for me, their artistry and their skating skills and stuff are for sure gold medal worthy. And then I'd say my third favorite moment was Yuzuru Hanyu repeating as Olympic champion. And putting so much doubt, throwing all that doubt into the wind, and doing something that nobody's done in 60-something years since Dick Button repeated as Olympic champion way back when. And the mental fortitude that takes and the strength that it takes of character was really inspiring. Honey, what were your favorite three?
Okay, so my top three favorite skates. Let's start with Nathan Chen. he was in a really bad spot before the free skate. He had a disastrous short program in the team event. He had a disastrous short program in the individual event, leaving him out of contention for that gold medal, 22 points behind the podium in 17th place. And he came out and just stole the show in the free skate, won the free skate portion, highest technical score ever, first person to attempt 6 quads, first person to land 4 and 5 quads in Olympic competition. And that was redemption. It was the best comeback skate that I've seen in a very long time, or maybe ever. So I was so excited to be able to call that. And then my second favorite moment, definitely Papadakis and Cicerone in the arena. It didn't, they came in second in the dance. In the arena, it didn't play as well as Moulin Rouge, because Moulin Rouge is this big hit and the audience got so behind it and the energy in the building was, you know, it was
lit.
But Papadakis and Cicerone, that free dance is legendary to me. It will go down in history. It is so gorgeous. It's so beautiful. And hopefully on TV, you had a chance to see that up close. And then my third favorite moment was Alina Gazitova in the short program. She is in a fierce rivalry with her older teammate, Evgenia Medvedeva. And she is just coming into this event as if it's nothing. She totally forgot that it's the Olympic Games and a gold medal is on the line. And she skated her little heart out and put down a technically brilliant performance. And we were excited to watch that because it's going to make for a really fun showdown tomorrow in the ladies' finals. And those are my three moments.
I have to say, after a long month away from home, I'm excited to get home. I miss the puppy so much, but one thing that I hate the idea of is packing to prepare to go home.
Oh my goodness, here we go again. I mean, you guys know this is a constant struggle. He's been talking about packing for the last week, and we're still here for another couple days.
Well, when you take, you know, 13 suitcases and packing all the things back up, it takes a lot of work, and I do it all by myself. So it's just something that's very daunting.
It's a process. It's an emotional process for you. And he goes and shuts himself off in the room and just goes into it.
Well, because it gets weird. Like, I have to be naked when I do it. And I get that weird, like, nervous crust in the corners of my mouth when I'm doing it because I get so over-amped. It's like my body just starts going nuts. But anyway, I'm not excited about that, but I'm very excited to get home and... I'm getting back on the ice. I'm preparing for Fantasy on Ice in Japan, that tour that starts in April this year. So I've got a lot of kimchi to work off my belly.
I'm excited to get home, get back to normal life with the Hubs, with Todd Kapp, and we've had so much fun here, but it's a lot of work, guys. So we have this huge binder of research of all of these skaters and articles and notes that come in every single day. But I am so excited to put down the binder because my nose has been buried in it and it's been a month of it. And we're ready to go home after the finals. Although it is always bittersweet.
Yeah, because we love our time.
We love our time here. We love the Olympics.
We love our togetherness.
We do. We love being together, and there's nothing better than waiting, you know, these 4 years to repeat it. But so I definitely will shed a tear when it's over. But that means that I get to go home and be with Todd Kapp and Dubby and, you know, go out to a nice dinner of eating pasta and all the foods that I've been missing.
Guys, I have been really distinct about my workout regime and my needs when it comes to my body. So something that I've been doing, and I've gotten Tara onto too, is trying Beachbody On Demand. It's this incredible streaming service.
Online,
I suppose is the right word.
Like, Johnny, how much are you loving it?
I'm loving it so much. And you know, something that I always say is that summer bodies are made in winter. So now with the new year and everybody thinking about their, you know, diets and making sure they stick to a workout regime, Beachbody makes it really easy because everything is right there at your fingertips at any hour, 24 hours a day.
And it personalizes all your needs. So if you guys need to know, here is what it is. It's unlimited access to a wide variety of highly effective world-class workouts. And like I said, it's sort of personalized to your needs and what you like to do,
right,
which is the coolest part. And so it's just like with your health and fitness goals and you're on the go, this is the thing to do. Johnny and I have become obsessed.
Yeah, you need to give the service a try simply because it's helped Tara and I keep our bodies in shape even when we're traveling the whole globe. And honey, we have a special code.
You know, when you told me about this, Johnny, I was like, I am very specific with my workouts, but there's so many different kinds. There's over 600 different workouts. So you can find what you want, whether it's cardio or, you know, yoga or dance. But anyway, yeah, let me give you the code. So right now, listeners can get a free trial membership when you text TNJ. That's the code is all one word, TNJ, TANDJ. And you will get full access to this entire platform for free. So that means all the workouts and nutrition information for free. So just text TNJ to 303030.
Okay, so guys, I'm not an adventurous eater. We know this. And the thing about it is the hotel has very few options for dinner.
Also, you know, it's a resort town, so if you guys travel or go on vacation, you know that sometimes in resorts, they kind of jack up the prices a little bit, so it's very, very expensive, the food in the hotel. So you try to be frugal
with
what you order.
Side of French fries is $33, guys.
$33 American large.
Yes. My pizza is probably $50, but there's nothing else I can eat on that menu. So I've had about 22 to 23 margarita pizzas.
It's a lot of money. That costs more than your
and cell phone service. And it has a soggy crust. It's just, I'm going to look, I just cannot wait to go to an Italian restaurant when I get home.
That fully cooks their pizza.
Yes, and Todd Kapp and I have some wine and just have some good old pasta and cook their crust on the pizza.
Yeah. But no, I mean, it's definitely a bittersweet moment because we love being here. It's, I keep saying honor and a privilege, but it really is an honor and a privilege to bring the Olympics to America and bring figure skating into everyone's living rooms. And it's such a fun journey. And
I hope that you guys have been following us on Instagram, and we're trying to give as much as we can there. And when we get home, we'll be able to recap everything in a more relaxed
atmosphere. But as always, you can follow us on social media at Tara and Johnny, at Tara Lipinski, at Johnny G. Weir. And as always, we want to thank our podcast partner, Entenmann's, for their support of Tara and Johnny the podcast. Even when we're so far away, we've been enjoying Entenmann's while we've been here.
We really have been enjoying our donuts. I mean, it is perfect timing because I think I'm down to 3. It's planned out perfectly.
Now, Entenmann's is celebrating their 120th birthday in a big way with their I Sing on the Cake sweepstakes. Go to Entenmann's120birthday.com to enter for a chance to win some really great prizes.
Yes. So, Entenmann's, thank you. You have been feeding me well. I have my chocolate glazed donuts that I so adore.
Yes. But, guys, we love you so much. And until next time, bye.
Bye.
This program is brought to you in living color on NBC. The opening and some non-presentation portions were pre-recorded.